Proclamation number 8412 of 15th of February, 1963. Every spiritual work has a redemptive effect. Time and again I tell you that it is my will to convey my word to people wherever possible. I have already assured you many times that I myself direct your thoughts and also guide people to you who are open to my word. And you'll feel every order in your heart and willingly comply with it. And again, your willingness determines the extent of your activity, and you need not fear that you will work in vain even if you cannot always ascertain success. I alone know why and for what purpose I have given you this task to be constantly active in my vineyard, and I also know what great blessings will result from it, on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. You must never forget that everything you receive, as well as every spiritual activity you carry out, signifies a redemption factor of utmost effect for the kingdom of the beyond. You must bear in mind that the hardship in the kingdom of the beyond is very great, for the many immature souls which depart from earth urgently need help if they are to take the path of ascent, and this help can only be granted to them through constant instructions which they can accept if they want to and which will then also earn them a great blessing. The work of redemption has to be continued in the beyond if it has remained unsuccessful on earth, and my word also sounds for these souls which are poor in spiritual treasures and first have to be brought onto the right path. And you don't know what spiritual wealth you offer those souls and how eagerly the light is accepted by them. You can quench the hunger and thirst because they are allowed to take in everything I offer you and because they can also follow your thoughts, and thus every spiritual activity is a source for these souls to refresh themselves. Believe that these souls accept such gifts of grace far more gratefully than people on earth, but that those to whom you convey my word on earth are surrounded by souls again who participate in it. And thus you cannot measure the large circle which benefits from this work of salvation, but I know it, and therefore I also call upon you time and again to diligently work in the vineyard, and I also bless every one of my servants who willingly serve me, who work for me and my kingdom. But I will also still open many human hearts, and the circle will also widen on earth. For I will guide you along paths which are still completely unknown to you. I will establish the strangest connections, I will connect threads which you don't suspect, for I know human hearts and know who longs for my address and is happy when he can hear it through you. And you will always be considered yourselves as it is helpful for your work of redemption. I will always supply you with the strength you need to be able to fulfill your task. I gave you the task to be diligently active because you can still work unhindered. But the time will come when you will be hindered and you will no longer be able to come forward so openly. And then my word must already have spread, because then every individual can work in silence. And even if only the souls in the beyond will still benefit from it, there will also already be a gain, for the more souls there find redemption and ascend, the more help can be given again on the part of these souls on earth, for they will be eternally grateful that they have been helped and now want to help those who are in need again, be it on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond. Therefore, never believe that you are doing unsuccessful work, but do whatever lies within your power, and I myself will bless every work. And only ever pay attention to your thoughts which move you after heartfelt prayer to me, and whatever your heart urges you to do, carry it out, and it will be right before me. For I still want to win many souls before the end comes. And therefore every helper will also be dear to me and always experience my protection and my blessing. Amen.